How would it be to have a language whereby you could explain the story of your event crystal clear in less than 60 seconds? A language that both the event owner as the event planner understands. Rulf Friesen and Ruud Jansen came up with the Event Model Canvas, a visual language to solve this problem. Hi Ruud, welcome in our studio.
Thank you, Kevin. We're live from the Huisterduin in Noordwijk in the Netherlands, where this afternoon MPI Netherlands will be hosting a session about the Event Model Canvas. So we're delighted to be with you in the studio as well today.
Okay.
To talk to you about the Canvas.
But what is the Canvas about?
Okay, so the Event Canvas is really a way for people to articulate how their event creates value on one piece of paper.
Okay.
We also call it the flight simulator for events.
But practically, what does it do for my event? Why should I use it?
So if you were the event owner,
yeah,
the Event Model Canvas allows you to look at your event from different stakeholder perspectives. So let's say we're in the recording studio.
Yeah.
Your stake is that you own this event. My stake is that I'm a presenter in this event.
Yeah.
And we can map out the two stakes of our behavior before this event, the behavior after the event, as you exit the event. And there's a sequence that you can articulate, that you can use to articulate how your event creates value.
Yeah.
To design and prototype and document your event.
To make that a little bit concrete, can we work with an example?
Well, let's take Huisterduin, for instance, here where we are in the Netherlands. Back in March, the Nuclear Security Summit was put on as as an event where 58 heads of state gathered at the World Forum in The Hague to talk about securing nuclear material.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a complex event, as you can imagine, because you have, you know, heads of states that are arriving. You have the prime minister of a country that is hosting this event. You have venues and contributors that create the decorum and the infrastructure around the event. And you have content providers, plus all sorts of other stakeholders. Now, to bring that complexity down to something understandable to tell the event story, we've created one of these event canvases, which illustrates how the previous event led to this event, how the event, what the event promises, what the customer journey is for the participants to that event, what's the instructional design, and what jobs it gets done. The core function, why it has been put in place, is actually came from a frustration that I think a lot of people have in this industry, where the conversation we have about events is very often done at very different abstract levels, and people misunderstand each other very quickly.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
So Rolf Frissen and I are on a mission to create a common visual language for events, which allows everybody to express what their stake is and to create a framework, a boundary box around an event, and prototype event designs before you decide on which one to do and how to do it.
Okay.
Now, the important part is the team that creates the event, so the event owner and the event team, can use this canvas to frame that conversation and make it fun to design events.
Okay, and how, if I want to start, as an organizer, I want to start using your tool. How does it work? What do I need to do?
Excellent. So, well, we're delighted that you're asking the question, because our mission is to get as many users as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So the good news is you can go to the website eventmodelgeneration.com and download under the Creative Commons the A4 size paper or the PDF that you can print on your printer and to get started right away.
So it's for free?
It's for free.
Okay.
So the canvas in itself, under Creative Commons, is the way that the story around the event can be built, and that we can build the language.
Yeah.
Now, this event model canvas has been adopted already by over 500 users across the world. So we're very curious to see how people are applying it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we observe it by working with teams in their corporations to design their events from A to Z.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to get started yourself, there are some instructional videos that you receive after your download that explain what the process is of documenting this event. But in essence, let me give you the steps.
Yeah.
Steps one is that you would say, who has something at stake at my event?
Mm-hmm.
It takes at least or a minimum of two stakeholders to create an event, right? Because when the two come together, you have an event.
Yeah.
But the complexity could go up to 8 or 10 or 12 different stakeholders. Let's take two, for example. You would then use the guiding questions that are on the event model canvas to take you through the entry behavior. So what is the behavior that stakeholder shows before the event? We have a number of guiding questions. You would then think about what are the jobs to be done by that person, right? The functional, social, emotional jobs and what are their basic needs. Out of these jobs to be done, and these can be done with an event or without an event, you have a number of pains and gains, right? Yeah. So by identifying these pains and gains for that specific stakeholder, you map those out in two separate boxes. Mm-hmm. Then you think about what is the commitment and the return that you get from potentially attending that event that you have in mind? And these are the non-monetary things that you do to or need to do to. So you need to maybe give up a days of your work, or you need to travel to go somewhere to attend this event. And then the return that you expect from that. The core part and the most important thing is to design with the end in mind. So if, and we all know that events create value through behavior change. Yeah. So articulating the exit behavior is one of the most important things that you need to do with any event. But the canvas allows you to do it very specifically with guiding questions. Now, people have an expectation when they go to an event, which is a, which is another box. And depending on their expectation, they will have a level of satisfaction.
Yeah.
And these can actually be put into place between what you would see in terms of what is the cost and the return that's involved with that. Mm-hmm. And when you have that, you can formulate what the event promises, right? So what's the gift that you get when you create this event as an event owner, or that you get if you're a participant? And with that, we then describe, and this is the middle part of the canvas, which is kind of the envelope shaped. That's where you prototype the event designs. So you could replicate the exact same event that you did last year, and you could document it with pictures, and you could show what do you as an event participant experience as a customer journey step by step.
Yeah.
You could also articulate in the instructional design what are the content components that you consume that give you skills, or that give you knowledge, or that give you a change in attitude, or that allow you to get to know other people, which are the content components to actually deliver that promise. Now, if you put all of those together and you frame those on one thing, you have one prototype of your event from one stakeholder's perspective.
Yeah.
And what you'll see is that if as a team you ask yourself these questions and you put this in a big format on a wall and you start working on it, you visualize and have a very sensible discussion about the framework of the event, so the boundary box, which is the outside, and the design, which is the inside of the event.
Yeah, that's
and you will not just design one, but you will come up with like three or four different ideas of how you could deliver that promise in different ways.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. The good thing about this is that it makes you think upfront about where you want to go.
Exactly. So what we see is a couple of things in the use. First of all, we see that many people, as a first step, like to just document a past event, right? So what did that event look like? Usually they have pictures, they have video, or they have testimonials, or they have artifacts like badges or, you know, certificates of attendance or different things that people have around an event. You can put them in that framework, which visualizes that picture already, right? Now, you always need a number of strategic options before deciding on your next event. Well, you already have two. One is do the exact same thing as last time. Yeah. The second one would be have no events, right?
Yeah.
And if you design those two and you think what would happen if we stopped doing the events, or what would happen if we do it exactly the same way?
Yeah.
And as you're having that conversation, I guarantee you that the team will come up with one, two, three, four, five different prototypes of how else you could organize this event, depending on how important the stake is of that respective stakeholder, right? So by isolating the stake, looking at it from that stakeholder's perspective, then putting those layers on each other, you come up with different, what we call back of the napkin sketches that allow you to come up with a much more, you know, interesting discussion, but also a much harder output that allows you to create much better events, I think, down the line.
Ruud, thank you very much for joining our show.
My pleasure, Kevin, and thank you for the opportunity.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.